Welcome, listeners, to another episode on Rising Above Shadows of Abuse, RASA, where we talk about everything and anything relating to abuse, mental health, culture, and society. Today's episode centers around trauma. Can you help yourself heal when undergoing a traumatic experience? Trauma refers to your rest on event that psychologically overwhelms you. It often results in shock, denial, and changes in the body, mind, and behavior. According to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, trauma is an event you experience as harmful or life-threatening. It has lasting adverse effects on your mental, physical, emotional, social, or spiritual well-being. Trauma is typically associated with significant events such as physical or sexual assault, violence, or accidents, but it can also involve responses to repeated events like ongoing emotional abuse or childhood neglect. Not everyone who has experienced a traumatic event will have long-lasting effects. Around 20% of people who experience a traumatic event will develop post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and many others might still have sub-threshold symptoms of post-traumatic stress. Complex trauma, on the other hand, involves trauma that repeatedly occurs over time and can have a cumulative effect or cumulative impact. This is known as complex trauma. Complex trauma is often associated with childhood trauma. Early experiences of trauma can leave a deep imprint on your worldview, sense of self, and relationships later in life. What are the mental and physical effects of trauma? Trauma can affect many areas of your life, including your emotional, social, and physical well-being. During extreme stress, the body and mind becomes overwhelmed, engaging in the nervous system's fight, flight, freeze, or response. Symptoms of post-traumatic stress are after effects of your overwhelmed nervous system. Your body and mind can't fully process the traumatic events as they are happening. Common symptoms after trauma include intrusive thoughts, including flashbacks or nightmares, avoiding things that remind you of the trauma, including people, places, or objects, hypervigilance or being very aware of danger, being easily startled or jumpy, being activated by triggers that remind you of the trauma, whether consciously or subconsciously. Changes in how you see yourself, such as believing you are bad or feeling excessive guilt or shame. A small window of tolerance. This means you feel overwhelmed easily or have difficulty controlling your emotions. Traumatic stress can show up in your physical health too. Body-based effects are known as somatic symptoms and can include chronic pain, sleep problems, chest pain, headache, chronic pain. How common is trauma? According to the Sidran Institute, trauma is pervasive in the United States. About 70% of U.S. adults have experienced a traumatic event at least once. Not everyone who experiences trauma would develop PTSD, that is, post-traumatic stress disorder. Up to 20% of these people meet the criteria for PTSD. The risk of developing PTSD varies based on the trauma. The risk is especially high after rape. 47% of people raped experience this. And for physical assault, it's about 32%, and other sexual assault, around 24%. About 61% of adults surveyed across 25 states reported experiencing at least one adverse childhood experience, ACE, such as violence, abuse, neglect or substance use or substance use issues in the home. Nearly one in six reported experiencing four or more ACEs, that is adverse childhood experiences. Women and some ethnic minority groups had a greater risk of experiencing four or more ACEs. Causes and types of trauma. Trauma is less about the event and more about how you responded, but some events are more likely to lead to trauma than others. The National Child Traumatic Stress Network reports that the following events can lead to trauma: medical trauma, sexual trauma, family trauma, refugee trauma, traumatic grief, terrorism and violence, intimate partner violence, disaster trauma, childhood neglect. A non-profit organization, the JED Foundation, which protects emotional health and prevents suicide for teenagers and young adults, breaks trauma into three types: emotional trauma, the feelings traumatic events leave us with, characterized by feeling unsafe in one's body. Emotional trauma can alter our brain function and lead to an overarching sense of hopelessness. Complex trauma, a series of traumatic events that can have a lasting impact. And secondary trauma, also known as vicarious trauma. Secondary trauma refers to being a witness to trauma. Witnessing a traumatic event can impact your emotional health and is deserving of support, empathy, and compassion. So, how do you support yourself following a traumatic event? As Elio reiterated, trauma often results from events that are perceived as life-threatening, overwhelmingly distressing, or violating one's sense of safety and well-being. We all respond to traumatic events in many different ways, and for many people, exposure to traumatic events will invoke strong emotions such as fear, anxiety, sadness, guilt, or anger. What are the strategies you can incorporate in your day-to-day activities as you begin to make sense of what happened to you? You must have self-compassion. Recognize that you have been through an extremely stressful event. Give yourself permission to feel the way that you do. Do not forget your strengths and your ability to heal. Establish a routine. Routine provides a sense of stability and predictability, which is particularly comforting during times of emotional stress or upheaval. Always have your normal activities as soon as possible. Ensure that you take it easy. Be sure to incorporate daily activities that bring joy, a sense of happiness and fulfillment. Mindfulness. Mindfulness practices such as meditation and breath works or breathing exercise can help you manage stress and promote a sense of calm to the mind and body. Always get a good night's sleep. Prioritizing sufficient sleep is necessary as it allows the mind to process your feelings and emotions. Some tips you can use to help you sleep include setting a regular sleep time or time to wake up. Avoid caffeinated drink within 3 to 4 hours of your bedtime. Always keep your room well ventilated. You can keep your room dark or have soft lighting. Refrain from using screen time like your computer, your phone, your iPad, an hour before bedtime. Connect with others. Having your family, friends, and other support system is important as it creates a nurturing environment where you can receive emotional support and always remain connected with others. Do not make any major life decisions or big life changes if at all possible. This is not the time to put pressure on yourself to do anything out of the ordinary. Concentrate on taking care of yourself. Do things that make you feel good. Take baths, read, exercise, watch television, spend time, maybe by yourself. Give yourself a special treat. or whatever else feels nurturing and self-caring. Allow yourself to express your emotions by crying or shouting or being in a rage when you need to. Try not to numb your feelings with alcohol or drugs. This will only complicate your situation. The process of recovery is very important because recovering from trauma is a process that may take a long time. The initial response of disruption, perhaps alternating with numbness, may last days, weeks, or longer. Don't be surprised if you continue to experience these reactions for longer than is expected. It is impossible to predict how long you will experience effects of the trauma, but usually trauma reaction gradually decreases over time. If you experience another stressful event while recovering from this trauma, you may find that your trauma reactions reappear for a while. This reactivation or delayed trauma response is perfectly normal. At any time during this process, it is useful to ask for professional help from a counselor or mental health professional. There are some circumstances under which you should definitely get professional help. If you find yourself feeling suicidal or contemplating suicide, you need professional help. If you find that your daily routine or functions continue to be impaired, that you cannot carry out your life tasks, you need professional help. If post-trauma fears interfere with your ability to return to certain places or situations that remind you of the trauma, you certainly need help. As earlier said, typical reactions to trauma fall into four basic categories. Here are some reactions that you may be experiencing: psychological and emotional, heightened anxiety or fear, irritability, restlessness or overexcitability, feeling of sadness, moodiness, more crying than usual, feeling of helplessness or hopelessness, feeling of numbness or detachment, survival guilt, or feeling of self-blame that you escaped the tragedy. Re-experiencing of the traumatic event, possibly including intrusive thoughts or images of the event, distressing dreams or nightmares, flashbacks about the event, distress when exposed to events that remind you of the trauma, feelings of estrangement or isolation from others, hypervigilance, that is, feeling especially attuned to events around you, scanning the environment for possible danger, cognitive effects, difficulty concentrating, feeling confused or distracted, slower thought than normal. And the physical effects are headaches, nausea or upset stomach, exaggerated startle response, tendency to feel startled easily at loud noises, fatigue or feeling slowed down, insomnia. The behavioral effects are hyperactivity or less activity, heightened tendency to behave irritably, withdrawal, social isolation, avoidance of activities or places that remind you of the traumatic events, strong need to talk about the events, read accounts about the events. You may recognize yourself as experiencing some of the above reactions. Remember that your response is normal. Immediately following a traumatic event, you will probably feel disrupted, dazed, and somewhat confused. You will notice that you are not behaving as you typically would. It is important to take care of yourself as best as you can. What this means is self-care is vital. Ultimately, it is important to confront your traumatic memories and reprocess them, learning what we need to take forward and letting go of the parts we no longer need to hang on to. For example, if you felt unsafe in this situation, we may be unnecessarily hanging on to that sense of danger now. It is as if a part of us is stuck back in the time of the trauma, believing we are still unsafe. We need to go back, look at the memory, and realize that it is over now. And trauma-focused therapy can be very helpful here, but is not essential. There is so much we can do to help ourselves. Knowledge is power when it comes to trauma. Knowing that your current difficulties are normal in the aftermath of trauma is a big step towards healing. Many people think they are losing their mind and panic about it or beat themselves up for it. It is essential you understand the ways that trauma impacts us, helps us to be kinder to ourselves, and begin the healing journey. Reading about the impact of trauma is therefore a vital first step. Associating yourself with the right people is also very important. That is just having a good support network. This will help you step closer to healing. Finally, there are skills we can learn to bring ourselves back to the present moment and ground ourselves whilst making space for our feelings and memories without being swept away by them. Once we learn to be mindfully present with the reality of this moment, we can start thinking about taking our next best step towards a life worth living. We may even begin to thrive, not merely survive. So, in a nutshell, these are the necessary things you need to imbibe if you've gone through any form of traumatic experiences. We've come to the end of today's episode. If you have more on this particular topic or have life experiences you would like to share with our viewers or listeners, kindly send an email to us via email address risingaboveshadowsofabuse@gmail.com. Thank you. See you on our next episode. Be safe and be positive. Bye for now.